Hey everyone, thanks for joining me on another episode of Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Today I wanted to focus on something that I actually spoke of a few months ago regarding political opinions affecting relationships. So if you want to look back at my podcast episodes, you can check that out. But this is something that I just wanted to talk about again, going in a different direction. But I've been noticing on social media, on blogs, and even in conversation with colleagues and family and friends, that everybody kind of is in the same pool about this separation issue that's going on with children at the border. This administration is enforcing those laws now, and what we don't know is that those laws have been in place for a long time. It's just that the past administration did not enforce that. But it's been in place for a while. So today's episode, I just kind of want to touch base on my opinion. I think that it's cruel to separate children from their parents. And at the same time, I think the parents are using that as a strategy to get their children over here because they know the United States is not going to turn away children. We know that. And use that as leverage to gain refuge over here. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should be able to come over and gain refuge, you know, if you do it the right way, go through the right way, correctly. Because let's just be honest, we can't go to other countries and commit crimes and not have a consequence. So they have to enforce the law here. It's something that we have to respect. Because if we don't respect the law, it's just going to be a free-for-all for anyone. And that's why laws were put in place for people to follow those rules. So, honestly, I'm not for separating children at the border. I'm against it. I think there could be other measures taken. I think perhaps we can keep the families together and, you know, just really bring them back safely home as a family instead of separating them and kind of quote unquote teaching the families a lesson. I think it's better to just keep them together and turn them back away and maybe have them go through the process correctly so they can do it the right way. Because we also have to think about this, and we have to take into account the fact that this might cause problems because we don't know if those people and their children have been properly immunized. So they might not have proper immunizations, the children especially. So that creates more money that has to be put into medical care to enforce disease control. These children probably would need shots and physicals and all kinds of things, and as well as the parents, because mixing, you know, people who are not accustomed to the United States and, you know, who might have been exposed to different things that other people might not have been, and mixing them together is never a good idea. And there was also a episode that I posted before regarding immunizations and parents who are actually putting other children at risk by choosing not to vaccinate their children. So I'm totally against not vaccinating your children. You know, I really think you should 100% vaccinate your children. There is no particular study or real evidence to prove that vaccinating your children is harmful. So back to the issue at hand. I think it's cruel to separate the children at the border from their parents. But what I do want to put out there is how do we know that those children even belong to those adults and they haven't been, you know, taken, or they're an aunt really or an uncle, and you know the children are kind of being used as leverage, and you know we just don't know. It's a mess. So there needs to be some sort of order, and that's why laws are put in place. And please, this is just my opinion. We can agree to disagree. And the problem with things that are going on now is that debating and arguing gets us nowhere. It's actually the laws that are being passed that make the difference. So that's what should be the focal. That's what should be the focal point. So if we stop the arguments and debates, because it goes nowhere, it just is a continuous circle. It doesn't stop, doesn't end. And focus on how a solution can be made would be a wonderful way to start, because I believe in doing it the right way. Why not come over the right way, go through the process, and do what you're supposed to do? It might take longer, but these people are breaking the law. And like I said, you have to think and use your common sense. We can't go to other countries and break the law without a harsh consequence, especially being a United States citizen. We really get thrown the book in other countries, especially if we break the law. So that's something to consider. You know, I've seen family and friends, colleagues, what have you, end relationships on political views and over arguments about politics. And I think it's very, very petty at the end of the day, because if you can't agree, like I say all the time, to disagree, then you have no business contributing to a debate or an argument if you can't put aside your feelings about a particular topic. You should really focus on the issue at hand and what can be made to change the argument. How can we change that? So I'm really just tired of seeing this debate over the separation, and there are people who want to sign stuff, and you know, everybody is just upset. And what I'm noticing is there are a lot of one-sided people, just one-sidedness, and you could never ever get a result just being one-sided. You can't just say we shouldn't let this happen. They should be able to remain in the United States together and we'll just figure out a way. That doesn't always work. So let's come up with a solution to help them go through the process the correct way and leave it at that. I don't think that we should necessarily allow them to be separated. I think that's not a good way to go. It's cruel and, you know, just not right all the way around. And at the same time, I feel, in my opinion, that it's just a strategic move on the parents of these immigrants. And they're using their kids as, you know, a pawn to gain leverage, like I said earlier. So let's talk. Send me a message. Let me know what your opinion is. Are you for having the illegal families stay here without proper immunizations and background checks and proper medical care? Or are you for them going through the process the correct way and just doing the right thing? Now, keep in mind that this is just my opinion. We can agree to disagree. I'm going to say it a million times. But at the same time, you have to see both sides. in order for there to be a solution, in order for you to think well and understand fully a situation, you have to think critically. And that requires you thinking for both sides. You have to think outside the box. You can't just be one-sided. And I noticed there are a lot of people out there who are just one-sided, and that's it. That's wrong, because you can't be one-sided. What is your solution to saying, I don't think this should be happening. This is horrible. I'm just so done. Okay, that's fine. You're so done. What is your opinion and solution? What do you have, you know, that you can suggest that they should be doing instead of just your one-sided opinion? Because the one-sided opinion is exactly that. It stays on one side. It doesn't move. So call in and let me know what you think about the separation in children at the borders and the current issue at hand with the United States and the current administration. And let me know, you know, do you have any stories of your family members coming over here the right way or the illegal way, and just really trying to make it in the United States? Are you someone who came over here the correct way and waited out the time? So call me up, leave a message, and let's debate. Because once again, a debate with solutions is much better than a debate without. So always keep that in mind. Let's keep the debate going with solutions that are put on the table, instead of a continuous circle of debating and arguing and not getting anywhere and just stating a one-sided opinion. I'd like to hear people who have opinions on both sides, or people that can sympathize with both sides. Me, on the other hand, I am a critical thinker, and that's what we need. A lot of critical thinking is key. So let's come up with some ideas and think critically, think outside the box, think about both sides, and come up with a solution rather than a debate and argument, but more of what a solution can be, what kind of solution can be presented. So you are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.